And more effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Aer Lingus is considering compulsory redundancies and is reviewing its operations at Cork and Shannon airports. I'm joined by our economics correspondent, Robert Short. And this emerges from a communication to staff today, Robert. Is that right?
That's right, Anya. The CEO, Sean Doyle, off the back of the parent company's results, AIG, this morning, briefing staff. And he really made it very clear. He said that previously announced job cuts will be implemented on a voluntary basis if possible, but on a compulsory basis if necessary. And then he went on to say that there was no line of sight, as he described it, for a meaningful resumption of its operations in Cork and Shannon. And then he concluded by saying that as such, we are reviewing the scale of our flying programme from these airports and the ongoing viability of our regional bases there. And I suppose it's the last part of that sentence which will strike most concern into business interests and people and customers who use Shannon and Cork Airport. And I suppose all of this really against the backdrop of the huge impact that COVID-19 has had on the aviation sector worldwide and here in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, airlines around Europe bringing inconsistencies across Europe, I think, to the attention of UK and EU authorities. Aer Lingus last month announcing it was seeking up to 500 redundancies. The airline unions have warned the COVID committee about a tsunami of redundancies. So a huge black cloud hanging over Irish aviation and particularly over Cork and Shannon then, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just heard this morning that KLM, the Dutch carrier, has announced redundancies of between 4,500 and 5,000 people. And that's despite a joint bailout from the Dutch and French governments because KLM is in a partnership with Air France. And, you know, back home, as you mentioned there, Aer Lingus has announced that it intends to look for 500 redundancies. It has reached some sort of an agreement with its pilots, but the agreement failed to reach an agreement with its cabin crew and SIPTU, representing, I think, about 1,500 staff at Aer Lingus, also rejected the proposals. So, you know, there is still engagement between the unions and Aer Lingus. But there was, you know, obviously today that message is sending a very clear signal that Aer Lingus is in a very serious situation, and it's sending out a clear signal of intent that if it doesn't get the redundancies it's seeking voluntarily, that it will proceed with compulsory redundancies, which All right. I think will be the first time that has ever happened at the airline.
Economics correspondent Robert Short, thank you. And